Baker Mayfield, undraftable, off my board.
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
What a beautiful throw by the Baker!
Victor! Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome in, everybody, to your final episode of the season of our game day preview between the OBR film breakdown and myself, Jake Burns, and All Eyes on Cleveland and Brad Ward. Brad, how are you?
I'm good, Jake. This is not the funnest of weeks to be a Browns fan.
But, no, it's been miserable, Brad.
It has been miserable.
But I keep forgetting they play this weekend in general. You know, today's week 18 games caught me by surprise. I forgot there were games on Saturday as we record this Saturday at 9:15 Eastern. And it's been tough because the Browns were – this was the nightmare we envisioned when we actually did the last preview, Brad, where the Browns were eliminated. You know, if we go back to our last week pod, because we did it in a situation where – no, actually, we got together, they were already eliminated. But this is a conversation that come up all the time on my pod where if they were eliminated, this is going to be a miserable week. And it's been that miserable week because Baker Mayfield goes on IR. I think he was joined by Sione Takitaki, also going to IR in this late season situation. We've since been informed Baker's surgery is on January 19th. I'm sure that's not the most hasty of situations to get into surgery because of all the COVID stuff going on in all these hospitals. So got that scheduled. It will be interesting. I don't know whether or not officially he'll be there tomorrow or not, Brad. Do you know if he'll be in stadium?
I don't believe so. I would be shocked if he was. Do you know why he is going to Anaheim Ducks orthopedic surgeon or, I'm going to try to say this, Limpus Vasti?
I have no idea on that one. I'm surprised they're not doing something Cleveland Clinic-based, but you know, this guy could have had a successful surgery on an exact similar situation or something like that. I would imagine it's very well researched in terms of finding the right guy to do it based on success. I would guess based on success with somebody else. So take that for what it's worth. I don't know if that's a fact or not. But they do play. So we're done talking about Baker. I've talked about him all week on my pod. I know you've talked about him too, Brad. We're going to keep talking about him throughout the next 3-4 months of our life, maybe more. So let's shift the focus to this game because that's what we're listening for. Let's first go through injury stuff. As far as I know, Denzel's on the COVID list, so Denzel Ward will not play in this game. He'll play 15 games this year, the most he's played in a single season. Pretty good overall. I expect Denzel Ward to be a prime extension candidate in the offseason as his kind of his season finishes up, Brad. Agreed?
Yeah, I agree. And kind of what we said, at least I said on my pod multiple times before this year, is, hey, you know, if Denzel Ward wants a big-time extension, he needs to play 14-15 games, and he needs to play well. And he has done both, I think. PFF had their projected extension for him at, like, 5 years, $107 million, 21 per. That's pretty huge, Jake.
It's about right. It's about right for a top corner in the NFL. I mean, it's not cheap. That's why we've been talking about ways in which they can shave money in other places. So, we'll see what it ends up coming out to and whether they get a little discount because of the injuries. But right around that $100 million mark for a really good corner in the NFL is about the going mark these days. So he's earned it. We'll see what shakes out in the offseason, but I would imagine that's top priority as the quarterback has slipped down the board a little bit in terms of extension numbers. So other people that have come back off the list, so we see Chubb and Clowney seem like they're going to at least be in full pads and out there. Malik McDowell returned to practice most recently. Ifedi Odenigbo returned. Questionable players for this game. Greedy with a shoulder, which I just think Greedy's shoulder is going to be questionable in perpetuity. So, you know, always going to be that way. David Njoku with a shoulder as well. Just returned to practice on Friday. He's questionable. John Johnson questionable with the hamstring. Was limited all week. Kareem Hunt. I just can't imagine Kareem Hunt playing in this game. He's questionable. Looks like Troy Hill's also going to remain questionable. Would be stunned if he's in. Same with Ronnie Harrison. And on the Bengals side, Joe Burrow's out, as we know. It looks like Sam Hubbard's questionable there. Kicker Evan McPherson with a sore groin. I would imagine they'll sit him with a groin. He was full practice Friday, but we'll see what happens. DJ Reader, they have him as questionable. He was a full participant Friday, but we'll see. Cam Sample looks like he's already been ruled out. And CJ Uzoma is questionable with DMPs all week with a knee hip, so their tight end might be missing the game too. Brandon Allen gets a start at quarterback.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For them, other information, what's the weather look like for tomorrow, Brad?
We've got, according to weather.com, 38 degrees and cloudy at kick, 16% chance of rain, with 20 mile per hour winds coming in from the west.
Sounds about right. A little How's gusty.
That? I could maybe try for a weatherman job somewhere.
Not bad. We need to get you up in front of a green screen, see if you can point out different regions and whatnot. That's the challenging part, right?
You know. Cumulonimbus clouds and whatnot.
Well, let's not stretch it too far, Brad. We'll keep this thing on a safe path to start before you start expanding to cloud differentiation out here. Who's on coverage tomorrow? Should be a low grade quality crew here.
Yeah, so it's a Fox game, 1 p.m. Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma, and Lindsay Zarniak.
Okay, that sounds about right. It is a low grade crew. It's a get through game, Brad. To get through games. Is there even a line on this thing?
Yes, there is. It is moved. Well, I saw it at 6, and then right before this, I saw per DraftKings, it is -5, over-under of 37.
Ew. Yeah, gross. Pretty low over-under. I'd imagine Cincy's getting 5, or laying 5. Where's Cleveland?
Browns are -5. Sorry. Wow. Browns are favored by 5 points, yeah.
Yeah. Case Keenum to start. I don't have much to say about the game, Brad. I really don't. The thing here is I will never actively watch a game for your Cleveland Browns and sit here and hope that they lose. I'm not going to do that. But
no.
I don't have a vested interest in this because I believe they can get as high as the 9th pick if they lose. Maybe that's too high. I talked about it earlier this week. I had the draft article up in front of me. Dang. I think it might be 9 or 10, maybe even as high as 11. They could get down into like 15, 16 if they win. So most likely the ranges I thought were like 9 to 13 if you lose the game, closer to like 12 and 11 were your highest probability. And if you win, it was like 11 to 15 or 16. And then it's like 13, 14 was your highest probability. Yeah, so obviously it depends on a bunch of different factors with other teams. But, you know, so you're ranging in the pick range from like 10 to 13, you know, so something like that. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. Some of you maybe even have read it. I know our Stephen Thomas wrote up that rooting guide for this whole thing. But, yeah, I mean, I'm team get the highest pick possible. I know that people will claim like, oh, in this range, it's all about your scouting. No crap, man, but you got to have – I would rather do my scouting with more players available to me than fewer. That's just my opinion. So this game means absolutely nothing to me. And this season needs to be over with. Everybody needs to separate. And I'm hoping for the highest pick outcome. But again, I won't be like bothered if they win, Brad.
Yeah, me neither. You know, once again, it's not going to matter one way or the other. It's not going to affect next season, things like that. You know, I keep hearing people talk about that this week. You know, they want to end on a really strong note here so that they can feel good about things going into the offseason. No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That's not going to make one bit of difference when they get together for OTAs and next year, you know. And
yeah, they get back together for the first time in minicamp, and they're like, God, remember that week 18 win?
Yeah, when we beat Brandon Allen. Oh my gosh, we feel great about that.
Changed everything.
Yeah, a couple things, you know, real quick here. Miles Garrett, I mentioned to you before, I don't know if he's going to play or not, but I think he has a couple things to play for. He's within 5 sacks of the franchise record. He's a half sack away from overtaking Bruce Smith, who is a mentor of sorts, or I think of some sort of his. I think he's pretty close with him, actually. Most sacks by a number one pick in his first five seasons, and then he's a half sack also away from breaking a tie with Jarrett Allen for most sacks ever by a player in his first five seasons.
Yeah, there's going to be some guys with incentives that are chasing this game, I would imagine. I don't know any of the contract incentives that are floating out there. I just know that as seasons come to a close, there could be some money on the line for some guys, so that is a reason why some guys play that maybe you wouldn't expect trying to hit specific targets. You're talking about some other specific targets, Brad. So,
I think I saw somewhere that Joe Mixon is not going to play. Is that that?
I would imagine that's true. I have not seen the official out and in for the Bengals, but okay. If they have anybody of real relevance, especially considering the Chiefs just won today and eliminated their chance to get the one seed, I would imagine they're going to sit a ton of people.
Because Burrow didn't even travel to Cleveland. So they kind of guessed on that and guessed right. You know what I mean? So that was pretty smart on their part. The other thing I would just make a comment about and about this game, and it kind of goes back to last week's game, and it carries over to this game. I would probably guess that like Grant Delpit and Greg Newsome and guys like that might play some in this game, right? Maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? But I was really impressed with Delpit and Newsom's play in the Steelers game. I thought they were both phenomenal, Jake, and I thought that was the one positive that we could take away for that. Newsom was freaking outstanding in his competitive nature, and I thought Delpit was impressive as well.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, no, I think that Delpit and Greg have been on a nice trajectory this year, and JOK too. They'll play those young guys. They'll get a chance. Maybe we even see Tony Fields in this game. Jacob Phillips will see a lot of time. Yeah. I would imagine we'll see some of Richard LeCount. So if you're into the idea of watching some of these younger players, which I am, I want to see these younger guys get reps. Togiai, for example, then yeah, they're gonna get some opportunities with those fellas. So.
Anthony Schwartz
will see a lot of snaps. Yeah, for sure. They're gonna give those guys some run, and they'll look like, you know, they're gonna look like a group that I think will at least care. I mean, because it's gonna be a lot of guys that are chasing something. We kind of half joke about it, Brad. I mean, you know, you don't want them to win or it doesn't carry over, but you still have the desire to close out your season with a win and feel good about yourself. You know, so yeah. It's not like they're taking the field like.
No.
Well, you know, no. got to get that 10th pick. Really need to focus on that. You know, they're not doing it that way. Yeah. They've had a long, rough year, and they would probably like to leave First Energy Stadium with a win just because it feels good to win, and, you know, it'd be a nice way to finish up a rough season.
Last stat here for us. Browns 6-1 since the beginning of 2018 against the Bengals. Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, the only loss coming that 2019 final game there.
Yep.
Where the Browns made a late surge. I think Odell made a pretty crazy touchdown catch. But yeah. Yep.
And then all-time Bengals lead the all-time series 51-45.
Got it. Good stuff. Well, who do you think wins this one, Brad? Let's kind of close with that.
I honestly think the Bengals are going to win. I actually do, despite this line or whatever. I kind of just have a bad feeling about it. But it, like I said, I don't really think the score on the end at the end of the day it matters at all in this. It'll be just kind of an evaluation. I want to evaluate young players, see how they look, and that's about it.
That's about it for me, too. I think I actually have a weird feeling Cleveland wins the game just enough to annoy us as they walk off like 21-17. And just annoying enough, but it is a win to finish the year. Just kind of a hunch. Cincinnati's probably not going to play all too well. Backup quarterback, too, and it's a low-level backup quarterback. And the revenge game on Brandon Allen for that Denver win. What was that, 2019 or?
2019 Denver. Yeah,
it's a revenge game for the Browns. So that's it's a miserable,
all
it's a
time pathetic loss right there.
It really is. It's a myriad of four seasons of some of those frustrating, gross losses. So yeah, I think they win. I don't know why. Just think they win. And like I said, ultimate shrug your shoulders thing. But you're not gonna, I'm not gonna be mad about a win. But could have used them a little earlier in the season. But that's where I'm at. So. I've had a ton of fun doing these all year, Brad. We'll get together in the off season plenty and, go through things and talk about a whole bunch of different stuff. This is just the start of the All Eyes on Cleveland and OBR Film Breakdown get-togethers. We'll keep these going. We'll lock this in for next season, too. So, listen, man, appreciate you so much doing these, and I had fun.
Me too, man. Have a blast every time. And, hooking up this off season to talk about all sorts of things. So.
Of course,
I'll
man.
I'll be calling on you frequently.
We'll make it happen. You guys who are listening to this, thank you. We appreciate you guys taking time, whether it's, I would imagine, hopefully you're listening to these as you're doing something on your Sunday morning or whatever game day was this year, getting ready to watch your Browns play. And it gave you some piece of information that you enjoyed, knowing, learning ahead of the game. That's what we were trying to do. Just give you something to think about on the morning of the game before it kicks off. And we'll keep evolving this thing. To try to figure out what everybody likes the most. So we'll, do our best to provide you with as much information as we can in the off season and doing these again next year. So appreciate all of you. Appreciate you checking out the show throughout the season, listening to the wide variety of things that we've talked about and we'll continue to talk about in the off season, and appreciate you guys sticking it out through a rough season too. So for myself, for Brad, appreciate you joining today, Brad. We'll close with Absolutely. Go Browns.
Go Browns.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.